Young generation is the future listener of the radio. Their voice is important, but we don't hear them too often in the radio. What happens if we give this kid a platform through the radio and make their voice on the air? I'm here with a child from the Magnuson Park. He says he prefers streaming because he has more choice online.
Yeah, I watch YouTube videos a lot. It's a lot more fun, and I really like YouTube.
This is because you can pick what you want. Yeah.
As you just hear, children prefer to listen from streaming because of fun and they can have more choice to pick. At this point, it seems like radio station will lose young listener in the future. On the other hand, teenager is another big group listener of the radio station. Their thoughts are also important. Ruby Simon is a high school student who just participated in a radio workshop in Seattle Sandpoint radio station. She says she prefers radio listening because it's more reliable and cheap.
My name is Ruby, and I'm a senior in high school this year. I like to listen to the radio instead of things like YouTube programming or Spotify, because those programmings oftentimes have a lot of advertisement on them, and in order to not have the advertisement, you have to pay, and as a student, I don't have a lot of money to pay for those things. I also know that when I listen to radio, it's a more reliable source of information than other things that don't get checked by as many people.
As Ruby said, compared with streaming application and new media, radio is a more reliable source to get information, and it's much cheaper than streaming membership. Different with commercial radio, low-power FM like Seattle Sandpoint radio station provide various types of program for local community. Joe is a college student. He's also a local community radio listener. He says he wants to hear a varied program from local low-power FM, and it has to be different from commercial radio.
What I would want to hear from the community radio station would be some of the ongoing issues, discussions. Music would be fine to introducing some local underground-type artists.
Will low-power FM survive and win in the future competition between radio and new media? With this question, also the voice and sounds from people I just with. The last destination I'm going to is the Space 101.1 low-power radio station in Seattle Sandpoint. I'm here with Tom Collin, who helps to build the Sandpoint radio station since 2016. He said that community radio station can provide some function that other commercial radio and new media don't have.
Radio stations are supposed to serve a local community. And in doing so, there's, I think, an overemphasis by some on the technology. And I also know that people have short attention spans, and so they don't necessarily take the time they used to just listen. They'll listen to the first few seconds on a YouTube video and then decide they love it or hate it, and then they want it. Well, what if you listened for an hour? What if you listened for 20 minutes? You might find that within that hour or 20 minutes, you have a lot of different variety. And so we're going to try to bring in people that can help curate some of that variety. And it doesn't necessarily have to be music. In fact, most of it will probably be conversations with local people and cultural exchange. And that's the brand promise we're trying to put together.
As Tom mentioned, community radio is like a public sphere that provides a safe place for local people to communicate with each other. Everyone can have a voice in the community radio and express themselves. It's good for development of social power, and we can also learn from each other in this format. So low-power FM can never replace by streaming, because low-power FM station is served for local people and provides specific program that local people want to hear and need to hear. Everyone, including children, students, can participate in, and all people can have a voice in here. As a listener, you can go to your local low-power FM radio station and make an appointment with their director and talk about your concern. It's the future format of the radio, and it provides different functions that other media don't provide. So radio will never die. This is Haonan, reporting from Space 101.1 Sandpoint Radio.